It all come to this. Backs against the wall and odds stacked against them. They take on the number 7 New Hampshire Wildcats in Durham, New Hampshire. New Hampshire had not lost a home game in the last 10 home games that they've played. And everyone counting out the Tigers in this game. And they came out firing from the start. Enders was huge. Terrence West goes for 236 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns.
Incredible.
The passing game was incredible. The defense was shut down. They win this game 64-35. They shock the college football world. No one beats New Hampshire at home. Seemingly, people thought if you're going to beat New Hampshire, you're not going to blow them out. There's no way you blow this team out. And Towson did it. So now, like you said, you consider all things. We play 3 tough games.
6-2 in the CIA, which is huge right there. I mean, the 2 games I don't think they could actually count the Kent State and the LSU game as like a bad thing for us. If they look at every game other than that, we had a great season and we should have made the playoffs hands down. And
sure.
I don't know.
And it is mind puzzling. You look at it. They play a tough Kent State team at the beginning of the year. This Kent State team, like we mentioned, goes on 10-1. They're bowl eligible this year. They play LSU, who was fighting for the national championship last year. And we're not talking about the FCS national championship. We're talking about the FBS national championship. They played Alabama in that game. And Towson has LSU on the ropes. They play a tough JMU team and lose a very close game there. They play a tough Old Dominion team and lose a close-ish game there. Mm-hmm. And then they win out. 4 games.
And when they needed to. When they needed to win, they won. So that should be another big...
They had... Each week for those last 4 weeks, their season was on the line. They were playing for their postseason lives, starting with that Villanova game with 4 games to go. And every game, they responded and stepped up. And they won these games in big ways. In big ways. And to consider all things that they played LSU, they played Kent State, they won out on the road, and they beat teams that were potentially thought unbeatable in Delaware, in New Hampshire from Towson's standpoint. It is mind-boggling. It's puzzling. I can't even convey a thought that Towson did not make it in. And especially when you look at the fact that Villanova and New Hampshire both make it in. 2 teams that we destroyed. They both make it in. What's done is done. And, you know, certainly...
We could have done something in the playoffs. I seriously think we could have gone far in the playoffs.
This team was playing inspired football, to say the least.
You win 4 in a row. Anything could happen. Anything could happen in the playoffs, so
it's a sad
day for Towson. But you know what? We're gonna bounce back next.